viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, via, Regal, a gol!
Lomu, the America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup.
Eccolo il cross, e adesso vinto,
gol! My favourite sport's rugby, love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares, Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to bowl an underarm. We haven't believed it. New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
Cup sports to cover, isn't there? So many sports, so little time, Lisa.
Yeah, I think
that's the saying.
Tap's running dry, though.
What, you reckon?
At some point.
But I called it so many sports.
Yeah,
so.
I know, but there's still a finite amount of sports.
Well, we've been dancing around rugby.
Yeah, you're lucky. Maybe one day when I don't know what to do, I'll just be like, oh, good old rugby.
Rugby.
Now, I'll just bring some fresh random stuff, maybe.
Fun fact, I'm real good at drop kicking and doing the spiral kick.
What's
but that's
the
not what we're talking
kick?
About. Where you make it, you kick it as far as possible and you torpedo it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Darn, that's a little bit rugby speak, no big deal.
Lisa, this afternoon on So Many Sports, we're talking the rural games.
Yeah,
there's a lot of different sports in the rural games. There's a tree climbing competition.
Yeah, so those rural games are made out of sports that are self-described as a competition of traditional sports that shaped the nation.
Oh, Christ.
Tree climbing?
So apparently tree climbing. And being able to shear a sheep really fast has shaped the nation.
This one is a new one to me. I didn't know this was a sport. Coal shoveling.
Oh, I think this one's my favorite because it's not dated at all. You know, I mean, obviously coal is still very relevant and everyone shovels coal
from time to time.
On a day-to-day basis or
cruising
even, you
on the
know,
steam
once
train.
In a while.
So
exactly.
New Zealand.
Was there even steam trains in New Zealand ever at one point? I don't know.
But
apparently we picked that up at some point.
There's steam trains in New Zealand.
I don't know. I can't really see that many trains in New Zealand.
Thank God you're the sports reporter, not the train reporter.
Here's a good one for Big Hungry. Speed fencing.
Oh, no. This one is my favorite.
Not the Olympic fencing, Joe.
So this is a speed competition where you've got individuals that have to build a fence from scratch. They're given tools and they just build everything. And that's just great. And they're super excited, just run around like little dogs and they just go and they dig holes.
Do they have their dog with them?
Posts. No, they're like little
excited
puppies.
A lot of people care about the rural games. Hello, caller. Welcome to So Many Sports. We're talking rural games.
Hello, So Many Sports. Two things. One, yes, coal shoveling. West Coast big sport over there with the
big
doing
sport.
The banjo shovel.
Mm. Ah. With the what shovel?
Banjo shovel? Yeah, the circular blade on the shovel.
Okay, so is it slightly more difficult?
Why is it a circular blade on the shovel?
I'm not sure. Probably for moving as much coal as fast as possible. The steam train thing, my goodness, yes, definitely steam train.
I was just as upset as you were, mate. Don't worry
I'm
about it.
I'm from here. I'm sorry. I apologise to New Zealand.
No,
obviously,
that's all
there
right.
Was steam train.
I worked the post weekend, so yeah.
Hey, thanks for your call, mate.
Thank you.
All right,
cheers,
guys.
Pretty sure he was on the toilet.
Because of the eco.
I know the reverb.
Now, can I just say there is one sport that I'm very pleased is in the rural games, and it has definitely shaped New Zealand. Egg throwing.
Got to have a delicate touch. You really do.
Soft more hands.
You do. I was watching
videos.
Not a
catapult, but more of a trebuchet.
Because it's great. Because, you know, the thrower actually throws it really hard. Mm. And so when you're going to catch it, you got to kind of like accompany the movement, kind of. Like, you know, you got to slow down.
I wonder if anyone's ever
the
boiled
egg.
The egg. Most, switcheroo.
Would you
it says that you can't do that.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
Yeah.
I know, Lisa.
But is it what?
Oh, my God. Okay. Next week, can we do the best cheats ever in sport ever?
Yeah, if you want. I can do a list. It's been a long time since I've done a list like that.
Best of.
But, so some pretty interesting
milking,
sports,
how fast
milking
you can milk a thing.
And
you said there was, like, teat milking, right? Like milking a cow, but you said like I was like, is it a fake cow? And
yeah,
like,
it is a fake cow.
So they can just go nuts on it. But they how do they make it like?
Just
do you have to work
tech.
For it at all, or is it just? Oh, John's showing me now. It doesn't look
that
real.
Yeah, they've got heaps of video, so you can just watch that.
That's not. That doesn't make me feel good. Kind of looks like tiny little legs, not.
Not like real things.
Looks like I'm looking at a blow up cow real close up.
Yeah, but it's a fake one.
Yeah.
That's okay, I feel. Watch videos of wood chopping. Really cool.
Oh, that's
wood
fun.
Chopping,
Jason Wynyard is a legendary wood chopper, New Zealand wood chopper. He was out there just ruling it for a long time.
Very possible.
That would be the tree climbing as well, I'd say, right? Or do you put a strap around?
Okay, so that's two different games, by the way, two different competitions. Right, you've got the tree cutting and then you've got the tree climbing. I don't know what video you're watching right
now. Cowpat throwing. Ooh. Hey, is the New Zealand Rural Games on right now?
No, it's this weekend. So it's Saturday, Sunday in Palmerston North.
Okay.
And on the Friday night, they're doing the Rural Awards for Sportsmen and Sportswomen of the Year of the Rural Games.
Okay.
So they do it before the games, but it's basically greatest achievement by rural Kiwis.
They try to pair them up so then they get real good rural stock.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
There's also an event here that would be good for Big Hungry, who lives and breathes Jandals.
There's a
Jandals running race.
That's actually pretty bad.
I don't actually know if I've ever seen you wear anything but Jandals.
Thank you.
There was also a race here for kids' carts, and it looks like it's little kids.
Get right out with that picture, by the
way. Kids with Shetland ponies.
It's like a little miniature little thing, and they're on the thing.
It's extremely cute. It's a very family-friendly event, so they've done heaps of little things like that for kids to have fun as well. And for all of these things that I've said, you've got like the actual competition, but you also have the have-a-go thing where it's just open to public and you can just go and try and
beat someone that's
probably
good
not
at
tree, tree climbing or axe cutting. Wood cutting, whatever.
Somebody's shoveling coal all the time. And apparently,
I is shoveling coal all the time.
The shovel is circular so it can penetrate the coal. Thank you, Simon. I did figure that out, pretty much. And also you can do a pizza on it if you needed to.
That's true. That's true. Very important to know that.
How many sports are there in this rural game?
What? I think I've got the
And do other countries come over? Is there World Rural Games?
There's a lot of trans-Tasman competitions. So, for instance, the tree climbing. Apparently it's a trans-Tasman competition. So is the wood cutting.
Don't get mad about wood cutting.
What's that? And then there's some of those things are like kind of like entry gate to get into bigger championships. But I was surprised to see that a lot of New Zealanders are actually hold the records or are, you know, champions, like world champions in those categories as well.
No.
I don't know, because it's pretty...
Is it gumboot throwing?
Yes, there is gumboot throwing.
And you need to calm down, John. Whose segment is this, mate? Coming in here with all the answers.
He always is.
There's also hay bale stacking.
We know what John's doing on the weekend, don't we?
He's going to come home, he's going to try and throw his gumboot.
Yes, there is that. I'm interested in that as well.
I was very surprised to see that gumboot throwing was actually, there was a whole technique to it, which is quite...
I'd go with the foot back and you want to over your... that's a great shot.
So gumboot throwing is like discus throwing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you
spin around
rotate around. Yeah, yeah. And that's, I don't know, that I didn't think, I thought you just threw it above your head or whatever. That's not how it
works. You're not a gumboot throwing professional.
Definitely not. But you know what's not fair is that they have athletes, like Olympic athletes that come and compete in those rural games.
That's completely fair. What, they're not allowed to wear gumboots?
Valerie Adams competed in the female...
Did she win?
Yeah, of course she did.
Okay, but shame out if she didn't win.
Well, but that's just... I
did
don't
she
know.
Really win? That's
yeah, she
myth.
Did in 2017. That's just not fair for anyone else that was facing her that year.
I like her, though.
I know, I do too, as well. But I feel like, you know, gumboot throwing, you can't have all of these people come in like that and just take
greedy.
All the titles.
It's
yeah, it's a little
bit
greedy, you know?
Was this post...
But you already had the Olympics for you, maybe don't take the Rural Games.
Was she at her prime? Or?
It was 2 years ago.
Well, no, are you discrediting the Rural Games like they're not that serious? Or?
Because obviously people take them serious. But then obviously, you know, it's not really fair if Olympic athletes come and they're just like... Mm.
Okay, so your rules are you can be in the Olympics, but you can't be in the Rural Games.
Because Rural Games, there's only, you know, most people that are in Rural Games don't actually get to be at the Olympics. So just...
Do you reckon
they'll
look at Valerie Adams like a city folk, eh? Like, get out of here, city folk, with all your crazy nutrients and stuff.
Get the pitchforks out, chase her out of town. Now,
the round shoal couple.
Now, Lisa, are you from a French wine region?
Not originally, but I did spend 6 years
this headed,
in Bordeaux.
By the way?
Well, do they have wine barrel racing in France?
I never heard of it, but I can see the appeal.
Do you stand on the top of the barrel?
No, I think you just push it.
Okay. Anyone in it or anything?
I don't actually know. I didn't read that thing.
No, I'm just thinking
so
about
I can't tell you.
Does it go over
I know it's R18, though. It's R18, so there must be some wine somewhere, I suppose.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you're just pushing a bit empty barrel, it wouldn't really be a problem.
Scull a glass of wine and push a wine barrel on.
Well, is there any prize money to all these things? Like, is there?
It doesn't say anything.
Is there an all-rounder? Like, can you enter a million things and then just be like the all-round winner at being the farm person?
I reckon.
Well, no. I mean, sure, you can try, but people are quite good at it. And also, you have to know, like, for stuff like tree climbing or whatever, it's arborists obviously who do that. So,
I wonder
like,
if
people
there's a
who do enter
games
come and
know. As well.
I don't know.
Hello, 95BFM, we're talking rural games.
Yeah, g'day. I'd just like to correct you on your wood. It's not wood cutting, it'll be wood chopping.
Oh shit, a technicality.
You cut trees down and you chop wood up. Just wanted to correct you.
I did actually say, I said that to Lisa off air and she told me to piss off.
Bloody
townies. All right, mate, thank you very much.
I'd like to point out that every time someone calls, it's to say something about either how I pronounce something or how I'm using the wrong word, which I take that as a testament to
Wait,
the quality of the information that I deliver.
Wait, did he say it's wood cutting or wood
chopping? It's wood chopping.
I was just trying to wind him up, sorry.
It's okay. All right.
You excited about this weekend then, John?
Yeah, I'm going down. It's going to be a man.
Going to do all of those things.
Great part of New Zealand.
Yeah. The crowd
North,
looks
actually.
Pretty cool, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
It makes
farm
people
are good people. I've got to say, country people... good people. They have to, especially because you grow up making your own fun a little bit more.
Yeah.
So you just end up being a bit more zany. Gotta say.
Yeah. Good spirit. So anyway, if you're in Palmerston North this weekend, or if you didn't have anything to do, you can go. It's actually free entry for everyone. So.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, that's better than the Olympics, isn't it?
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
No problem.
Thanks, John.
Cheers.
Kick it, don't fucking pass it. So many sports.